Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are Jody Ambrosio.
I am. I've been accused of that.
Yeah, and I'm Ray Dunaway, and here we are, and stuck in traffic on Route 9 this morning. Well, yesterday, you remember, Joe, we had the story about the Blue Ribbon schools here in Connecticut.
There were five in the state.
Right, but
that
one
were chosen.
Was not mentioned.
Well, one was the only non-public school in our state that won that, and that was St. Mary's School in Simsbury. And their principal is Margaret Williamson, and she joins us now. Whereabouts are you on Route 9? Because everything's all about traffic in the morning. So,
well, you know, not too far from the accident site, but it doesn't matter. Everything is stopped.
Oh,
all right.
Good God. When did you find out that your school had been honored?
Well, it's been a long process, so you never really know until you actually see the announcement. But we had good indications over the last several months.
That it was. Yeah, what does it take?
That was going to happen.
Margaret, what does it take to become a Blue Ribbon school? Excellent, obviously, but on what do they rate you?
Well, first of all, you have to have all your standardized test scores for all the grades that you give them to have to be in the top 15% in math and language arts. So that's kind of a hard thing to do. You know, no grade can fall below. So when you hit that, that's your first step. And then you can fill out the application and describe how you achieve those things and, you know, what your methods of teaching are and on. And then they, you know, evaluate your application.
What is it about St. Mary's? And obviously you're allowed to be prejudiced here because you're in charge.
Of course.
What is it that makes St. Mary's such a good school? And in a time where Catholic schools are closing by leaps and bonds. My two alma maters, St. Augustine's, who St. Mary's always used to beat in basketball in the 60s, and don't push it, and South Catholic are both out of business. Why has St. Mary's survived, and what does your school do especially well?
I think that we really take care of the individual child especially well, and we do that by knowing every child, every teacher, whether you're in the high grades or low grades, it doesn't matter. We know who all the children are. And we really do a great job of differentiating instruction. So regardless of, you know, who the child is, you kind of find out, well, how does that child learn best? What's going to turn that child on to learning? And then the teachers go for that information or method or whatever it is that's going to get the child to do their best.
Margaret, do you get much support from the diocese?
Oh, we get a lot of support. Our financial support, we get some. We have significant support from our parish, St. Mary's Parish in Simsbury, and Father Matera, the pastor, is 100% behind the school.
Because I think one of the problems, and I've thought this over, because I'm surprised, I come from the Midwest, you wouldn't think there'd be a lot of Catholic schools there, but there are. And, you know, almost every parish has one. But here, I was surprised when I moved back that, in fact, there weren't that many. And I'm wondering, you know, if it's because you're already paying so much for public schools, not that I'm criticizing, but that is a fact, that you don't have enough left over to pay tuition at a private school.
Well, true. But a lot of times, it's a question of priorities. You know, people. Families have things they have to do. They have, you know, mortgages. They have, you know, plans that they have for their families. So they don't always, you know, reorganize things. But I also think that today, in today's world, the Catholic school is seen as a great alternative by many families. Just because they want a safe environment. I think that a lot of times our children are a little bit protected from some of the crazy
stuff,
things, that might occur.
Right.
So, especially in middle school, I say.
We're talking with Margaret Williamson. She's the principal of St. Mary's School in Simsbury,
Blue
which
Ribbon.
Is one of five schools in Connecticut and the only one of 6, 7, 10, 15 schools in New England that's a non-public school to win the Blue Ribbon Award. Is your curriculum changed during the year? I know when we try to keep St. Augustine's alive. We talked about changing the curriculum and doing that kind of thing, because I was a little involved as we tried to raise money. Is your curriculum the same as it's been, or have you had to adapt with the times?
Well, we don't employ Common Core. So if that's adapting to the times, then no.
For a lot of parents, that's a plus, you know.
Yeah,
I know it is.
Exactly.
I know. The math just kills them.
Yeah.
But we have adapted to the times by looking at what the various subject matter councils across the country are doing, what social studies is promoting, and that kind of thing. So we heavy emphasis on writing. And we have kept, and you'll be happy about this,
what?
So we have kept an emphasis on grammar.
Very good.
And writing and spelling. We don't do too much diagramming sentences.
Oh,
anymore,
no, that was my favorite.
That's my favorite, too. But
like
still, parts of speech, how to put sentences together and all that is critically important.
Well, you know, and another thing I do want to say, I've done some work for St. Chris's over in East Hartford and a couple other Catholic schools. And the one thing I do find is that, you know, and we hear this all the time from public schools, is, you know, the parents sometimes just don't get involved. But the thing that I saw over at St. Chris's and elsewhere, St. Christopher's, is that, you know, the parents are huge in supporting the school.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I mean, we have three or four parents in at least three times a week just to serve hot lunch. You know, they are tireless supporters for the various class activities that we have. We have, you know, homeroom parents that, you know, help with the various activities that the teacher might have, whether it's coming in the middle of the day and helping them with centers, you know, in the lower grades and making sure the children, you know, are getting the attention they need. So, yeah. Tremendous support.
Do you get to go to D.C. in November for the festivities?
Oh, yeah.
You better believe it.
Well, congratulations. It's nice as a 12-year member of Catholic schools, even though they try to keep me for 14.
They didn't hurt you. They didn't hurt you at all.
Well, they try to keep me for 14 years.
Oh.
But it's nice to see a Catholic school representative represented. Margaret Williamson is the principal of St. Mary's School, one of five Blue Ribbon schools. Congratulations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.